If you ever notice an option in ArcGIS Server Manager, when you go to your GP service, geoprocessing service, there is an option called asynchronous, run asynchronously. So in this episode of ArcGIS Server Talk, we will discuss when do you run asynchronously, when do you want to run synchronously, and what's the difference between the two coming up. What's up, y'all? This is your host, Hussein Nasser from iGeometry, where we discuss software engineering by example. Welcome to another ArcGIS Server Talk. In this episode, we will discuss the differences between a synchronous and asynchronous job. They do sound, now that I said it, does sound the same. So, synchronous versus asynchronous, all right? So that's the difference. We're going to discuss the difference, and we're going to discuss when it is really, really commended to run synchronous versus asynchronous, all right? So most of the web operations run synchronously. So what does that mean? From a client perspective, right, you call a method, REST endpoint, and you get a response, right? You wait for it. You wait for that response. And the server will not return the payload back to you until it is finished. So that's a synchronous call. And you can decide to wait for it, right? And block the UI, the user experience. Sorry, today it's, guys, it's a little windy today. But yeah, you can decide to wait a little bit, right, until you're until you get a response from the server, or you can decide to do it like asynchronously. You can do a lot of other stuff, but that's the client stuff, right? That's from the client perspective. If you run it asynchronously, and when I say asynchronous, from the service level, right? The service, if you configure the GP service to run asynchronously, the moment you run that call, that endpoint, you will immediately get a result, regardless how long it takes, right? It may take a day or an hour, right? But you will immediately get a result. And that result is a job, as a job ID, and tells you, hey, that's a job. Check out with me later. I'll give you the progress, essentially. So that's the difference between synchronous and asynchronous service from the service point of view. So what is the difference? Like, when do I use this versus this, right? So, and I'd like to think about it. Again, this is my personal opinion, right? I'd like to think of synchronous calls. If you, as a user, think, right, or the admin thinks that most of the functionality that that the user will perform are small and will take, it will be like quick 2-3 seconds. Right, then it's recommended to do it synchronously. If you think the request or the job will run, can run for hours, right, then it is recommended to switch asynchronously, right? And the reason being, asynchronous job tend to have longer timeouts, tend to have like dedicated resources and so all that stuff, right? And if you call an asynchronous service, right, there is a cost associated with it, right? So you don't want to call, for example, a network topology, like a validating network topology for a utility network, right? You don't want to call it for validating a single feature with a single dirty area asynchronously, because the cost of spinning off the GP service, spinning up this job queue, spinning up all that stuff and maintaining that is actually more than the validation itself, right? So you want to spin up all this infrastructure for asynchronous infrastructure only when you're validating, I don't know, you're doing a full extent trace, you're doing something that takes hours or even days. So you want to do it asynchronously, right? So in a nutshell, if your query or if your operation really can take can take like a very quick time, then I recommend doing it synchronously. If your operation can take longer than an hour, even 30 minutes, then it's recommended to do it synchronously. So just like isolate it and it's in its own service, have its own dedicated service, so it doesn't clog, it doesn't create a bottleneck for other simple requests, like such as query and apply edits and simple stuff like that. You want those operations to, you want higher throughput on those stuff. You don't want someone running a trace to lock down your service and consume resources from your main service, essentially. Does that make sense, guys? So still, even with that, he was saying, I don't know if I have no idea if my request, it's up to the user, really. The user can validate or does a huge request on a big area that will take an hour, but sometimes they will do it in a single feature. So that's why, especially with the utility network, you have this option to flip, right? You can do it synchronously or asynchronously. You can leave it up to the user. And that's the best part. Just let the user decide, right? I know it doesn't make, like, you have to like now explain to the user what does asynchronous versus synchronous mean. And just by doing that, you put a lot of effort on your documentation. Right, from a documentation perspective, you have to document this clearly, you have to understand, you have to train. The more you expose things on the user experience, the more you have to talk about it, because it's going to be an option. People are going to get confused, and that's okay, I guess, but there's always a trade-off. If you hide that option, then you have to make the decision, and you have no idea how to make that decision from the back end, right? Well, I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't have that knowledge, right? I can't predict the future. That would be great, wouldn't it? But all right, guys, I'm going to leave you with that. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for subscribing to this podcast. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm going to say keep those plays coming, guys. And check out my YouTube channel. Check out this content. Really, really appreciate your support, guys. I'm getting a lot of love from you, especially in the last GeoConnects. Thank you so much. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.